Hello, my Niger people. It is I, Maximus, the number one street hustler for Lagos. I'm back again this week to let you in on some of the juiciest stories when they happen for Lagos as I carry waka on top of my bike with my Max Champion. So many things to talk about today, but first, a quick recap of the things we discussed last week. I told you about those importing pizza into the country and why it is important to help our local industries. Also, I brought you the story of a 7-year-old girl sent away from school and the whole brouhaha that surrounded the money donated to her. And then I promised you that I would follow up on the shooting of Kolade Johnson. Well, the police inspector involved in the shooting has been dismissed from service and proceedings are underway for his prosecution. Now to my gist for this week. There is a new principality in town and it is so serious that I have decided that it will be my first story for today. Some have even said it is more common than Ebola and Lassa fever and that it can be found in all parts of the state. Markets, schools, offices, etc. And from what I have seen, Lagosians are going to spend too much money trying to eliminate this one. Buckle up, guys. Mangifera in Cedar is in town. You heard me. Mango is back in town. And as I said, start preparing to spend a lot of your money on this fruit that is rich in vitamins and nutrients for your body. Of course, don't be like those people that will just buy the something from Yasikira stall and send it straight to the mouth. Make sure say you wash them properly before you start to chop them. Now in news around Nigeria. The federal government has placed a total ban on all mining activities in Zamfara and its environs because of the actions of armed bandits in that region. IG of police Mohammed Adamu talk say all the kidnappings and kiki where they happen for that side, then don't connect them to the happenings of illegal miners for that area and then believe say this ban naim be the first step to solve the problem. We also hear say UAE police don't catch 5 Nigerians when rob road exchange for their side. Then send a camera and computer police take catch this boy, so wonder shall never end. Why we know they use that kind of thing for this country, And why be say some Nigerians they like to they disgrace us for their abroad, When I know they see Wizkid when follow Drake perform for O2 Arena. Abi, you know if you be like Tommy Adeyemi when they prepare to release a second book. No gonna behave on herself. People often say all blue na blue, but singer-songwriter Simisola don't come talk say if you be internet froster, abi yahoo yahoo, say your way no pure. Say make you stop her. She said this in a video on her Insta stories, condemning the act and saying that internet fraudsters are not helping those who are genuinely seeking business opportunities outside the country. But some people no like what she talk. Veteran music producer Sam Clef took to his own social media page to post a message about Nigerian musicians who will not talk about the ills of government but who are more concerned with getting attention. I wonder who is seeking for attention here. I beg make I continue my street hustle jari before my oga talk say I be lazy Nigerian youth. My story is never complete without an Okada adventure in the mix as per German guy where I be. The one for this week though is more a misadventure. It long small but I go start the story today. I was running late for an appointment on Monday and I decided to help myself by climbing Okada. I waved down a regular bike guy and told him where I was going. He nodded yes and motioned that I should climb on. Mistake number one. I climbed Okada without confirming that the guy could speak my language. I'll tell you the rest of the story next week when we meet again. But till then, no do waiting and no go do. My name is Maximus, the number one street hustler help. I beg all of us will be hustler jari. See you again next week. Bye.